Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. And while we try to connect with Coach Johnson, Charlie, the second round of the NBA draft starts at 7 o'clock tonight. Pelicans have the 40th overall pick, so there'll be one other player added to the roster for the Pelicans. And interesting here that the second round is not like the NFL draft. Man, a lot of people, they as much interested in round two as it is in round one. That's not quite the case when you look at the NBA. They look at second round far different than what we would look at as an NFL second round pick.
I think the second round of the NBA draft is closer to like round six and seven of the NFL draft.
Pretty
in all
close.
Honesty, Mike. Like, you're talking about guys that maybe you can hit, and it's almost similar to like day three of the NFL draft, because there are some good players that can come out of round two, but it's almost kind of few and far between. Like, you're kind of looking for guys that can fill in bench spots or rotational spots for this, you know, roster. And for the Pelicans, there's still a couple of interesting pieces out there. I know, you know, I used earlier, you know, the bite from CBS Sports, and they had kind of previewed some of the best players available. The one that stands out to me, Mike, and he's not a very high ceiling guy, but he's kind of a high floor guy, is Kalkbrenner, the center from Creighton, who's a true 7-footer. He's been at Creighton for a while, so he's kind of an older prospect coming out. And we talked about the big man room for this Pelicans team. You added Derek Queen already, but adding a second center with the 40th overall pick, if he's available, I think would be a good move.
You know, we talked about this yesterday, and I know I've talked to Mark Cook about it, and that a lot of times guys that will go the 4 years of college, it's a negative for them. They fall in the draft. You know, teams will give me that shot at that 18, 19-year-old. I think I can develop them. You know, the guy that spends the 3 to 4 years in college somewhat gets overlooked, and we see it in the NBA. You know, it's just part of the game, the way it's played today, where I think most NBA teams, they take a glimpse at a guy in 1 year. They see some potential there. I'm going to pick him over the veteran. That's just the way it is.
Right. And, you know, as far as Herb Jones goes, that's kind of what happened with him. That's
it
part of the reason why he
Herb.
Fell into the second round. And the Pelicans obviously made out like a bandit with him in the 35th overall selection a couple of years back. So, you know, there's some guys that are interesting on this board. The one that Finkelstein brought up from CBS Sports was Noah Penda. You know, I heard Rashear Fleming, the St. Joseph's power forward from Gary Parish. You know, some other guys like Arkansas's Adudero is up there too. There's still some fascinating players. It's about if any of these guys can fall to the 10th pick of the second round, where the Pelicans are currently selecting at the 40th overall pick.
Yeah, and again, it's not looked at the same from the NFL level and a second round pick, and even Major League Baseball, because there are guys there. Because of the fact that high school players get involved, a lot of times a guy that has maybe played a couple years, you know, in the collegiate level, he falls out of round one, and you get him into the second round. So it's a totally different look at the draft than what it is in probably any other sport. Also today, it was announced the NFL has suspended Justin Tucker 10 games. You know, Tucker was the guy that looked to be going on an NFL Hall of Fame career. And then, geez, kind of the bottom fell out where 16 different massage therapists have accused him of sexual misconduct. At his age, at 36, you wonder if his career is over with. The Ravens have already moved on from Justin Tucker, but serious allegations here that most likely will end up him having to do stuff in civil court to kind of coordinate everything on that end. But looks as though quite possibly the career of one of the best field goal kickers in the history of the NFL may have come to an end today.
Mike, the interesting thing was that he had already kind of seen a little bit of a decline this past season, especially from long distance. There was reports that, you know, every time he would attempt a 50-plus yard field goal attempt, it was always kind of, I don't want to say the yips, because it's not really that with Justin Tucker, but he had declined in productivity. I mean, he was a Hall of Fame player for many, many years with the Baltimore Ravens, but the decline on the field was there, and then the off-the-field stuff comes out. And it all just kind of combines to say, yeah, you're expecting his career to be over.
You wonder a little bit if, you know, I think he kind of foresaw the tsunami fixing to hit, and it affected his game. You know, the off-the-field stuff, I think, affected his game, no doubt about it, in 2025. So we'll see, you know, if it's over with or not with him. And, again, in 2024, he wasn't nearly as accurate a field goal kicker as we've seen in the past, where we were talking about 88% to 90% hit on field goals. The one missed extra point. We all remember when the Saints were playing the Ravens that year to end up winning that game. And it was just a look on his face when he missed it, because he had not missed an extra point in high school or college. The Saints ended up winning that game because of that missed extra point.